And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of one of the few Catholic priests who's been a best-selling novelist, Andrew Greeley, Oak Park, Illinois, 1928, who, after he was ordained as a priest, went on to get a PhD at the University of Chicago, became a professor of sociology, published more than 60 books on the sociology of religion, and then went on to write fiction, and created a storm of controversy with his fourth novel, The Cardinal Sins, published 1981, about a young Irish boy from the west side of Chicago who rises through the ranks of the priesthood to become the Cardinal of Chicago and along the way takes a mistress and fathers an illegitimate child. At the time, many people thought it referred to Cardinal John Cody, then the Archbishop of Chicago. Andrew Greeley went on to write other novels that were controversial, in part because they often contained explicit sexual scenes. And when he tried to donate $1 million from his books to the Catholic schools of Chicago, they refused to take his money. Andrew Greeley, who's written more than 150 books, asked how he could write so much. He said, "If you're celibate, you have to do something." It's the birthday of Marie de Sévigné, born in Paris, 1626, famous for the thousands of letters that she wrote. Marie de Sévigné, who said, "We like so much to hear people talk of us and of our motives that we are charmed even when they abuse us." And it's the birthday of William S. Burroughs, born in St. Louis, 1914, the grandson of a man who'd gotten rich inventing an adding machine. He grew up in a wealthy community in St. Louis. Did not fit in there or at Harvard, where he kept a ferret and a .32-caliber revolver in his dorm room. He wanted to be a writer. A piece of his was turned down by Esquire, and he was so depressed he didn't write again for 6 years. Tried to enlist in the military, was turned down by the Navy, was given a psychiatric discharge from the infantry. Went to New York City, got involved in the bohemian scene with Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac, and also got hooked on heroin, about which he wrote his first book, a memoir, Junkie. It came out in 1953. And then later a book that his friends helped him put together from fragments, which he entitled Naked Lunch. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Rass, entitled A Wife Explains Why She Likes Country. Because those cows in the bottom land are black and white, colors anyone can understand, even against the green of the grass, where they glide like yes and no, nothing in between. Because in country, heartache has nowhere to hide. It's the church of abundant life, the Alamo, the hubbub of the hoi polloi, the parallel lines of rail fences. Because I like rodeos more than I like golf. Because there's something about the sound of mealworms and leeches and the dream of a double wide that reminds me this is America. Because of the simple pleasure of a last chance. Because sometimes whiskey tastes better than wine. Because hauling hogs on the road is as good as it gets when the big bodies are layered like pigs in a cake, not one layer but two. Because only country has a gun with a full choke and a slide guitar that melts, playing it cool into sweaty surrender in one note. Because in country you can smoke forever and it'll never kill you. Because roadbeds, flatbeds, your bed or mine, because the package store is right across from the chicken plant and it sells boiled peanuts. Because I'm fixin' to wear boots to the dance and make my hair bigger. Because no smarty pants, just easy rhymes, perfect love. Because I'm lost deep within myself and the sad songs call me out. Because even you, with your superior aesthetic, cried when Tammy Wynette died. Because my people come from dirt. A poem by Barbara Rass, A Wife Explains Why She Likes Country, from her collection One Hidden Stuff, published by Penguin Poets, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.